This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
I'm back. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Daniel's back. I just gave him a tongue lashing for the Vikings win that didn't cover the spread. Not that it's his fault, but he's up there in Minnesota with the guys, so I was just kind of rough on him. So sorry. I'm just stressed. I'm just a little tense because my drive in today was ridiculous, and it didn't have to be ridiculous. Okay. This guy was such a jerk. He was such a jerk. And, you know, I'm like, what's up? I mean, I'm just a little girl. I mean, I know I'm not little. He couldn't tell in my car. My car was smaller than his. I'm a girl. Why was he beating up on me? So anyway, oh, I play the girl card a lot. Oh, we women, we play the girl card. Why not? If we have to have our periods, I mean, we're gonna play the girl card. I know we want equal rights and, you know, we want to be considered equal and pay equal and, you know, that needs to happen. But at times I will play the girl card. It's like guys play the guy card, you know? I killed that spider for you.
Oh, you did. Okay, I'll give you that one.
So it's okay to play the girl card. That doesn't mean I want to lose decades of progress and women's rights. I just like to play the girl card, especially if I feel like I'm getting beat up on the roads. So I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and Las Vegas is one of the best cities in the world, but I have a big beef with their construction issues. So there's this highway that goes around Las Vegas called the 215. And it's kind of like a little bit of a speedway because it's round and people know they're on a round highway and they kind of just got this, you know, this speed issue. This is where I always seem to get my flat tires and my blowouts. And there's always construction in the area because a lot of the city is growing west and growing south and growing east and growing north. So basically the city started central, you know, with the whole Bugsy Siegel and all that. And then it just grew out and grew out and grew out. Kind of like ringworm. Kind of grows out like ringworm, even though I'm not using that as a negative context. It just grows out like a nice ring, okay? So, or a candida infection. In nice, well-demarcated borders. If you ever fly into Las Vegas, you see the nice border. It's candida. We're yeasty. Something happened in the last few weeks where they decided to change the lanes, but you still see the old lanes. So when you're driving along this highway, this 215 highway where I live, and the lanes start to change, you then don't know which lane. And if you've been driving that road for years, you stay in the original lane you were in, and then you find you're in somebody else's lane. So to avoid that, I stay away from the middle lane and I stay in the left lane. Because I figure if I could hug those cement curb things, which I really don't like because you kind of get claustrophobic because you think it's not giving you enough room because there's like a wall. But if you hug that, you aren't going to screw up when the lanes change. And I got to talk to my buddy Kent Smith at Fox 5 about that because I give him crap every time there's like construction issues. And we'll see if he checks that out. But it does. Just the lanes change, or they look like they change. When they don't, it's just the old lanes were never painted over. So you try to stay in that left lane. Now, I don't like to overly speed. I mean, mind you, I got, you know, a heavy pedal if I need to, but I don't want to speed because I think I'm going to crash into the wall. Well, some jerk, all right, gets behind me. And he's just on, like on my tail. And I'm like going to the middle lane. I'm driving the speed limit, a little bit more than the speed limit, but I'm not speeding. That's not speeding. The definition of speeding is if it's like 65 miles an hour and you go 90, that's speeding. But if I'm going like 66, 68, okay, that's room for error. And I could, you know, claim that there's some standard deviation or some statistical value that's off. So I could argue that with a police officer. So this guy is just on me. So he wants me to switch lanes, and I don't want to switch lanes because I don't want to be in that lane that goes crazy. So I, like, you know what? I am driving just a touch bit above the speed limit. I'm doing what I'm supposed to. I'm in that left lane. Back it off. Well, he does it. So he moves to the side. And he moves to the side of me. He tries to stare me down. Okay, and I'm like, okay, don't be trying to stare me down because I mean, don't engage me because, I mean, I'm not a weenie. I am going to win this. Right, but now I'm driving. So I'm driving, and now I got this guy trying to stare me down, and he's just, you know, when he's kind of moving up, then I'm like, okay, oh my gosh, you're such a jerk. Right, and then I just like, you know what, let him go. I'm going to slow down. I'm having a good day. I got a good show. I know you guys can't see it yet, but trust me, the show's good. And I'm like, I'm going to have a good day. I got lunch with my student Locke today. I get to see Locke. Lunch with Locke. So I'm having a good day. I'm really excited for my day today, and I'm not going to let this guy ruin it, so I slow down. It's not enough. He comes into my lane and then drives slow. I'm like, okay, tech view. So I'm like, I got to get away from this guy. I don't know who this guy is. This guy is, obviously he's not on pot because the marijuana guys are like, hey, no big deal. Ain't nothing for chicken wing. But this guy, I mean, he's revved. Maybe he's on crack. I don't know. So I move over to the middle lane and I start to drive and he's just on me and so the whole time. So then I finally shake him because I have to get off on my exit. So I get off on my exit and I, you know, make every hand signal I can. I can't really do that on air, but trust me, I mean, I almost basically, it was like xylophoning my arm, okay? I basically made my point. So I feel like, you know what, I went, then there's more construction, okay? I get off on the street and everybody is trying to make it across the intersection without having their butts in the middle of the intersection. And then, so I'm trying to, and then they're beeping at me because I don't want my tushy in the middle of the intersection because I got a big tushy. And they're beeping, I need to go, but I don't want to be in the middle of the intersection. But they think that we're going to sneak in. So anyway, the point I'm trying to make is I got a big tushy. But the other point we're trying to make is the stress. This has nothing to do with being big city. This has nothing to do with people from one state moving in and being rude and whatever. This is construction. If there was no construction on your way to work and no major traffic, it would be no big deal. So I think the whole rural thing is because you don't have orange cones. And to me, I think we need to do something about the orange cone. 1-877, Dr. Sally, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniels working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I keep getting asked, when do we get to use fish oil to help prevent heart attacks and strokes? And the studies have been iffy, or I don't want to use the term mediocre, because some products out there I think are nice, but the latest studies that I had read was fish oil doesn't really prevent the heart attacks. Eating fish, having a diet rich in fish and low in red meat and saturated fat and carbs, I mean, you know, a diet that's, you know, and more fish and fruits and vegetables will help prevent heart attacks. But the idea of popping fish oils while you're eating like crap, we haven't really seen the studies. However, if you aren't going to get the fish in you, do we give up or do we still try to get the fish in you? So last week, a panel of experts unanimously recommended that the FDA allow wider use of a fish oil-based drug to treat people at high risk for heart attacks and strokes, even if they're taking cholesterol-lowering drugs. Now, that's the key. We doctors don't want you to swap your statin for a, cute little fish oil gel pill. If you need a statin, you need it. But what about adding fish oil to a statin? So apparently there was a 16-0 unanimous endorsement of the FDA advisory committee that puts Dublin-based Amarin Corp one step closer to widespread distribution of Vascepa. Now, Vascepa is, I guess, a drug that's fish oil-based. This allows this company to make bucks. According to Kenneth Berman, chief of the endocrine section at MedStar Washington Hospital Center, said there's a definite need for additional therapeutic approaches. Despite some side effects, this seems to be very useful new agent for addition to the armamentarium for the treatment of these patients. So basically, the drug is a purified version of the omega-3 fatty acid found in fish. And it's aimed at some of the more than 40 million people in the U.S. who still are not in good control, where their bad cholesterol, their LDL, is high. They might have adopted new lifestyle changes, they might be taking statins, yet they still have elevated triglycerides. Now, triglycerides are another type of fat in the blood. And when the levels are too high, like over 200, or even over 150, I don't even like it if it's over 150, it's also sticky and globbly and gooey, and it could cause heart attacks, strokes, unstable angina, etc. Now, there was a study in 2018 led by researcher Brigham at Brigham and Women's Hospital that was sponsored by the pharmaceutical company Amarin. And it showed that patients who took 4 grams of Vascepa daily were 25% better at staving off heart attacks and strokes than those giving placebo. Now, the researchers spent more than 6 years following more than 8,000 middle-aged and older patients in 11 countries who had coronary artery disease or diabetes and at least one of the risk factors such as high blood pressure. Now, the drug already has FDA approval for patients with diseases that have high triglyceride levels. There are some people with triglyceride levels in the thousands. So, allowing its use for more routine care would give doctors another tool. Now, many of you are like, wait a second, a pharmaceutical company did the studies. That doesn't mean it's a bad study. I mean, if the pharmaceutical company has data, they have every right to share that data with us. And as long as they did it right and did it by the book and people who peer review, you know, what they've done and can, you know, can validate that, and, you know, they did it right, they didn't falsify anything, then it's data and it's hard data. And, you know, pharmaceutical companies, if they're the ones putting in the money, you know, for the R&D of these things, they're going to have the data. So you will see them you will see them in these studies. But again, we do have to make sure that, you know, there's no secondary gain. I mean, if I want to push a product and I do some study and I go, you guys see my product works, and you're like, wait a second here, you know, it is going to have some more scrutiny, but you need scrutiny by the FDA, and it looks like the FDA is on it. So, it's already too late to invest. I think the stock's already skyrocketed. So in July, the company issued a statement saying that while it remains optimistic that Vascepa will generate billions of dollars in revenue, the history of other therapies for chronic conditions suggests that growth builds over multiple years, and this company is not prepared to provide quantified guidance regarding revenue levels beyond 2019. That's for those of you people who want to invest. So who should be taking this? Well, some think it should be if you have diabetes and if you're over 55. If you have another risk factor for cardiovascular disease, which risk factors for cardiovascular disease, if you're a male over 40 or 45, they change that. A female over 50 or now 55, you're at risk for heart disease. So that's already one risk factor. If you smoked, if you had a father or mother or family member that had a heart attack, if you have high blood pressure, if you have diabetes, if you have high cholesterol, if you are obese, short stature. So, you know, there's a whole variety of things that can together be bad, but even individually be bad. So if you're a diabetic, you have as far as I'm concerned, high risk for heart disease. If you have high blood pressure, you do. If you have high cholesterol, high triglycerides. If you have stressful life, obesity, and they said short stature, which is interesting. So what are the safety issues? Well, one study found that the medication had minor internal bleeding, a little bit more than people in the control group, but no major blood loss events. And then if you are on a blood thinner, then you got to be careful. And then for another side effect, they said there might be some short-term irregular heartbeats in a small number of patients, where it might kind of mess with the heartbeat. Again, I don't see how. I'm wondering if that's more of the substrate or the way some of the other ingredients in the pill as opposed to just fish oil. So when considering the study, the panel debated whether the mineral oil given to patients in the placebo group may have affected absorption of statins. So here's the other thing they were wondering. When the people did not get the drug and they got a placebo pill, did the placebo pill mess with their regular medicine regimen so they looked like they fared worse? Experts do not believe that happened. But you see, this is the kind of the thing that we have to look for. Not, maliciously done, but accidentally. You know, when you do a study and you give one group of people a medication and the other group not, if the other group knows they're not getting the medication, there's that bias that could happen. It's called placebo. And some people could say, you know what, I didn't get it, so, And so you need people to think, you need all your subjects thinking they're getting the medication. And only the scientists, unless you do a double-blind study, know who's getting it and who's not. Because you want to make sure there is absolutely no bias. And so with this, if they're given a placebo and they got to make something that looks exactly like the drug that isn't, there's, substances in that. And if that messes with somebody's medication regimen, that could be an issue. Now, speaking of fish, the FDA issues a tuna fish warning. Apparently, there is an illness outbreak that we need to know about. It's been traced to the yellowfin tuna imported to the U.S. from Vietnam. And the health agency said there were 47 confirmed cases of scombrotoxin fish poisoning between August 8th and October 15th. So, Trong Phu Zon Company placed the fish now on an import alert, and the FDA asked a Vietnamese company to issue a recall for its imported yellowfin tuna products all the way back from January 2019, but the company has not complied. So, we're hearing about it. So, the FDA is now warning us that yellowfin tuna from Trong Phu Zon Company LTD with a production date in 2019 should not be consumed because it may have the potential to cause scombrotoxin fish poisoning. Tuna from the supplier, they say, should have been sold thawed or frozen and could have been sold as ground tuna meat, poke cubes, steaks, or loins. This product could still be within its shelf life. So basically, you get scombrotoxin fish poisoning if the fish is not properly chilled or preserved and starts to spoil. It causes elevated histamine levels that will not get destroyed by cooking in high temperatures. So you look like you're having an allergy. You're having facial flushing, sweating, peppery taste sensations, dizziness, nausea, headache. You could have a facial rash, hives, edema, diarrhea, abdominal cramps. And severe cases can also include blurred vision, respiratory stress, and swelling of the tongue. So if you've had any of these symptoms, you need to get yourself checked out. We don't know if it's an allergy, and a lot of you guys are thinking, well, maybe it could be flu. Again, just get yourself checked out. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Any place. anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he had a very good meeting with the Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell at the White House on Monday. The president tweeted that the two discussed interest rates, inflation, and the ongoing trade war with China. People are continuing to mourn in Fresno, California, as four people are dead and six others are recovering after they were shot at a party last night. Michael Reed is with the Fresno Police Department.
The initial information is that somebody came up on foot, possibly at least one suspect, and began firing. They fired into the backyard where most of the people were in this party.
Reed says dozens of people could have been in harm's way and also credits first responders for jumping into action at the scene of the shooting. The suspect or suspects are still on the run and detectives are canvassing the area and searching for eyewitnesses. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sadly, three people were killed this morning in a shooting at Walmart in Duncan, Oklahoma. Duncan Police Chief Danny Ford said two of the people killed were in a vehicle outside the store, and the third person was killed in the parking lot. Now, the fate of the shooter has not been immediately clear. As we get more details, we'll keep you posted. But the Duncan banner reported that included in the dead was the gunman. So we don't know if somebody shot the gunman, or what happened. Schools in the city have been placed on lockdown. The lockdown was lifted a short time later. At the Ace Hardware store about a block south of the Walmart and Duncan, cashier Austin Fenwick said the store was notified of the incident but is carrying business on as usual. The government not on lockdown or anything, but we were told to be on the lookout for someone in black clothing. We are all right. There was Lynn Gregston, who owns a Country Club Care nursing home across the street, said authorities told him that the gunman shot himself after firing on two others. Gregston said everything is in control, adding that their 72 residents in his facility are all okay. We locked it down using our alert system. Now, Duncan is a city about 25,000 people in Stevens County, about 80 miles south of Oklahoma City. You know, when I opened today talking about how, you know, stress and people being jerks, you know, is it big city versus little city, you know, or rural? Duncan's rural. That's 25,000 people. That's not L.A., New York. And violence can happen anywhere. You know, Waco, Texas. I mean, Aurora, Colorado shooting. These things happen, not sometimes in big metropolises. And it sounds like if he gunned down two people in a car, this might have been premeditated. This might not have been a random shooting. People want to know that. I mean, to me as a doctor, it makes no difference. But I get how the public wants to know that, because if we're having random people decide to just go to random Walmarts and shoot people, the average person isn't going to want to go shopping and going to want to go into a shopping center. But if this was a premeditated or a direct attack, then people feel a little bit more safe that, well, if there's nobody that wants to attack me, I'm good. I hope to God. The problem is the average person isn't expecting somebody wanting to attack them. You know, I am not sure. One of my listeners thinks that it might have been two people having an affair and they were in the car. I don't know. There's no proof of that. There's no details. We'll keep you posted. But that is interesting. People having affairs in parking lots, you know. There's cameras everywhere, people. If you want to meet somebody and you don't want to go into a hotel, I really wouldn't go to a parking lot. I'm not saying that's what happened here, but it is a thought. I wouldn't do that either. We'll keep you posted when we hear it, but it's tragic, very tragic. Also tragic is the shooting that happened in Fresno. Apparently there was a backyard party, and there was a gunman, from what we understand, still at large, who killed four, injured six at this party. And this happened in Fresno. Authorities still don't have any leads on suspects, why the family was targeted in the shooting. Lieutenant Mark Hudson, a spokesman for the Fresno Police Department, said more information would be released at an 11 a.m. news conference. Police said late Sunday night that a family wearing football jerseys had gathered to watch the game in their home's backyard in southeast Fresno. So the game last night was the Rams versus the Rams won. I put money on the Rams. Who did the Rams play? Why don't I remember that? I don't know who the Rams played. That is a big problem. Oh, well. Anyway, they won. I had just put money on the Rams. And, no, it wasn't the Chargers. The Chargers played tonight with the Chiefs. I can't remember. But anyway, so California likes the Rams. They're watching the game. Unclear where the shots originated from, but 10 men, all between the ages of 25 and 30, were struck. When police arrived, three men were lying on the ground, were pronounced dead on the scene. One man died of his injuries in a nearby hospital. Five others taken to the hospital immediately. One man, who had been grazed by a bullet, arrived later at a hospital for treatment. There were children in the home. Thank God they weren't injured. But still, investigators knocking on doors, trying to interview potential witnesses, check for video from nearby homes, you know. Agents from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, Explosives in San Francisco said in a tweet that they responded to the shooting. The shooting was the second in Fresno over the weekend and comes 2 days after other high-profile shootings in California. In another part of the city, apparently a man in his 20s was fatally shot in his home. So, in the Sagas High School shooting, the two teenagers had died in the shooting, three were wounded. The student who shot himself, it was his 16th birthday, the student who did that, shot himself, did end up dying from his wounds, Nathaniel Verhel. And then on San Diego, there was a husband who fatally shot his wife and three of their sons before killing himself. Fourth son is on life support. we have some crazy people. I was, you know, talking to some women yesterday. I was at a baby shower, and we were talking about, you know, school shootings and workplace shootings and, you know, the element of the degree of mental illness out there is mind-boggling. They worked at a bank, and somebody had come in half naked in a robe asking for them to contact the local 7-Eleven and allow him to go in because the 7-Eleven wouldn't let him walk in like that. And they're like, we don't know you. We, you know, and, you know, people say, is it drugs? Is it, you know, is it that, you know, they have a brain tumor that's affecting part of their brain function? Is it schizophrenia? We don't know. But almost every day there are examples of either people killing their family, lots of examples, unfortunately. I don't tell you all the cases of that. There were probably over the weekend three different shootings of people that killed the wife and kids before she killing themselves. One had even gotten a restraining order. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. These restraining orders, I mean, if somebody's planning on killing you and then doing a, you know, murder-suicide, they don't care about restraining orders. And, you know, we as humans, okay, we're smarter than this. I mean, we understand there's laws and we have to follow laws, but we have to survive first and foremost. And if you can't go to a football game, if you can't go to a Walmart parking lot, if you can't go to school without fear of being shot, then we need to do things differently. Now, unfortunately, what we're going to do, which isn't the most, you know, bold and, you know, with war, you need to advance and you need to knock out the enemy. Unfortunately, we're going to retreat. And if people are scared of going into a Walmart, and I mean, this might not have actually been Walmart. This was a parking lot that Walmart was on. But if it was a Walmart parking lot, Walmart, you know, gets in the news. But I'm sure a lot of people are going, you know, for Christmas shopping, I'll just go to Amazon. I'll just go online. I'll Christmas shop from home. The commercials are really, really heavy, if you notice, with the Amazon Christmas shopping. I do. I buy, you know what I do? I send people Amazon gift cards. I'm like, to heck with this. You know, I mean, I'm not going to wait in line. I'm not going to get trampled. And again, these stores, you know, they're going to do, you know, Black Friday specials, and they're going to try to attract people from coming to come. But if the average person out there is like, I don't want to get shot. You know, most people don't get shot on Black Friday, thank God. But you don't know. There's crazy people out there. So what are we going to do? We're going to retreat. I mean, I brought that up with schools. If you as a parent don't want to send your kid to school because of school shootings, then fine. Do online school. I don't blame you for doing that. I don't. I think it's ridiculous that we have to, but I don't blame you. It makes no sense. It just makes no sense. And people say, well, we got to take away the guns. We have to have stricter gun laws. California has strict gun laws. All right? That's not what's doing it. And you're not going to get rid of the weapons. So what we have to do is we have to build up our defense forces. If you have somebody that wants to shoot or somebody that wants to attack, then your job is to, right, beef up security, stop the attacker before they attack, teach people how to protect themselves, attack back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
One 877 Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI. Making headlines is the story of an elderly man who broke his neck during a chiropractor visit. And the family wants an unlawful killing verdict. Not that I knew there was killing that was lawful. I guess this is in England. It's called unlawful killing. I thought the whole definition of killing means there's really no legal, you know, precedence. I mean, unless, I guess, euthanasia would, but that, I wouldn't use the word kill. That would be, you know, helping their body. I don't know. I just wouldn't use that word kill. Kill to me just means it's bad. But the family of a retired bank manager who was 90 years old, he suffered a broken neck during chiropractic treatment, they claim in England, is urging the coroner, because he died, to consider a verdict of unlawful killing in the case. The chiropractor declared the incident, quote, rare and unusual. Now, the chiropractor is Arlene Shulton. She's 40 years old, and she was treating Mr. Lawler, John Lawler, at Chiropractic First in York. Now, again, this is in England. And this happened back on August 2017. He then became like a, quote, rag doll, unresponsive and not able to feel his arms. So it sounds like a cervical nerve and a spinal nerve severing. Lawler was taken to York Hospital before being transferred to Leeds General Infirmary, and he died the next day. So police investigation into his death ruled out any criminal charges, according to the BBC. Now, Joan Lawler, who's John's husband, said they visited Dr. Shulton after he complained about pain in his back and legs, and they booked a series of appointments following an initial assessment. Lawler says the first two appointments went well, and then they returned for a third one on August 11th. She said his shoulders and back were out of line, and by gentle manipulation, she could make his life happier, according to the wife. She started on the shoulders and went around his body. Then the table dropped, and he shouted, "You're hurting me, you are hurting me, I can't feel my arms." The wife says Dr. Shulton got John on a chair, but he wasn't moving or speaking, so she performed mouth-to-mouth resuscitation on him until paramedics arrived. Now, both legal teams argue whether Lawler would have survived if Shulton did not move him immediately after the injury. I'm not sure why she would put him on a chair. You would just leave him flat. So I'm not sure what happened there. And Paul Spencer, the legal team representing the chiropractor, said there was a significant and detailed investigation after the death, which had already obtained expert reports. All of them considered whether the test for gross negligence manslaughter was met. Now, the lawyer for the family cited information from the responding paramedic, Eleanor Davis, who told the inquest that she would have treated Lawler as a trauma patient and stabilized his neck if she had been given a full account of the events from the chiropractor. So the paramedic said she would have done things differently if she knew, you know, what had happened. She probably came and saw the patient either in a chair or lying down. So the news outlet says the chiropractor didn't tell the paramedics about how she used the drop treatment when working on Lawler. So what is that? A drop table. I've had that done on me. I love it. Oh, my gosh. So when I threw my back out, or my SI joint was out, the drop table basically, it's a little bit of not force, it's passive force where the table drops and so then your body that was expecting it falls a little bit and then it allows the bone to I guess fall back into place. So there's a little bit of force by, you know, the air and all that, as opposed to somebody using their hands and pushing something back in. If your SI joint is out, it could take hundreds of pounds of pressure to put that, and then that could fracture something. So a lot of doctors, chiropractors use something called a drop table that goes boom, and then it allows that click to go, that you allow to click back. Would I do that on an 80-year-old? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, 80, your bones are thin. And even though you can do really well with chiropractic and osteopathic manipulation, we would probably do more massage, and, you know, we wouldn't do much force on the bones. So it's a drop table that it sounds like that where that happened. The only thing is with the drop table, we usually use that for the lower back. So I'm not exactly sure what happened with the neck. So basically following the incident, he was taken to the hospital. The family was told that his neck was broken. So they said, unfortunately, John was a paraplegic and needed to be moved to a special unit where they would have a possible 14-hour surgery to make the repairs. Apparently, the doctors and I guess the family decided against the operation. There was nothing they could do. He laid there and just faded away. So, the doctor told the investigative hearing that she was in complete and utter state of panic after treating him. This case was rare and unusual. She says, I've never seen anything like this. I felt I could help him. I wanted to help him. So, whether criminal proceedings get, brought up on this or not, wow. I'm a huge fan of chiropractic because, my husband's a chiropractor. And it's helped me with my migraines and with my neck pain and back pain. But one thing my husband taught me is when somebody has thin bones or somebody is older, you really avoid any high velocity sort of treatments. Drop tables, certain adjustments, or high velocity. And so with that, could there be negligence? Could there be malpractice? Probably. In terms of criminal, the reason why a case like this makes national news is this is something that doctors and patients watch pretty closely. When something goes wrong with a patient and they die, it might be gross negligence, it might be malpractice, it might just be a fluke. It might be, just a freak accident that something happened. And usually malpractice companies will, be the ones paying out the award or, patients, if they don't have malpractice, have to pay. But very rarely families want criminal charges. They want that doctor going to jail. And I've never heard of a doctor per se go to jail for something like this. But there was a case where, I told you guys this, where somebody came into the ER with a kidney stone. And the ER doc gets the urologist, So when I was an ER doc in a small town, I would just have the, specialist come in. And then the specialist come in, you transfer to the specialist, and you can move on with your other patients. The specialist goes, all right, we need to do an IVP. And he was an older urologist. An IVP is an older test. It's where you push IV dye into the bloodstream, and then you watch how it goes through the blood, goes through the kidneys, and then gets turned into urine. And then you could see, as it turns into urine, because there's the dye, where the block is. You can't push urine into the patient, but you can put something into their IV, into their bloodstream, and then when the body makes urine, you are able to then see the stone. But it's an older test. For the last 25 years, we've done CAT scans. But this urologist was old school, and he goes to do the IVP. So he tells the radiologist to perform it. And the radiologist goes, are you sure? Why aren't we just doing a CAT scan? And the urologist is like, look, this is, I'm the urologist, this is what I want. So the radiologist did it, and when he pushed the IV dye, the person went into kidney failure and ends up dying. So this goes into a lawsuit, and the ER doc was in the clear because, he did nothing wrong. He just called the urologist. The urologist only apparently got a slap on the wrist. But the radiologist got sued, and family wanted the radiologist to go to jail. Because the argument was with the judge, you were just following orders? No. You're the doctor. You use your own thinking. But the problem is many radiologists have to, follow the doctor's orders. If they don't, they have issues there. Luckily, the doctor never went to jail, but, a lot of doctors are going to be like, to hell with this, if I could go to jail for trying to take care of a patient. But 1-877-NOT-SELLY.
Rebel. If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.